Pray that you are well this morning. I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome you all to RTD Church International Morning Devotion and Prayer. The one that is ministering to you this morning is Pastor Lenny Wery. God bless you all those that are joining in RTD Church Christian Radio. God bless you all those that are joining online. Good morning to all of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we are glad. We appreciate you for this moment, for this time that we have come to honor you this morning. May your name be exalted. May your name be honored. May your name be lifted above every other name. We come before you this morning in the spirit of humility as we lay our burdens unto you. We lay our shortcomings unto you. We repent of any sin done knowingly or unknowingly. As we sanctify our thoughts, our spirit, our mind by the blood of Jesus, we submit to the will of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That Lord, let this day bring us good. Let this day bring us blessing. We cancel anything that is not of thee, and we cry out to you that you are our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses, even as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is thy kingdom, thy glory, and thy power forever and ever. Amen. I want us to rush to the Word of God from the book of Matthew, chapter 15. We are going to read the Word of the Living God, the book of Matthew, chapter 15. In the mighty name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 15. Glory be to the Lord. Glory be to the King of Kings. Matthew chapter 15. Then the Pharisees and the scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat." He answered them, "And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God commanded, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, 'If anyone tells his father or his mother, what you will have gained from me is given to God,' he need not to honor his father. So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God. You hypocrites, well, did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, 'These people honors me with their lips, but their hearts is far from me. In vain do you worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' What defiles a man?" And he called the people to him, and he said to them, "Hear and understand, it is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth. This defiles a person." Then the disciples came and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?" He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind guides. And if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain the parable to us." And he said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is expelled? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile anyone." And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from the region came out and was crying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon. But he did not answer her a word. And his disciple came and begged him, saying, Send her away, for she is crying out after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered, It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it into the dogs. She said, Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered her, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire. And her daughter was healed instantly. Jesus went on from there and walked beside the Sea of Galilee. And he went up on the mountain and sat down there. And great crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others. And they put them at his feet, and he healed them, so that the crowd wondered when they saw the mute speaking, the cripple healthy, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion on the crowd because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I am unwilling to send them away hungry, lest they faint on the way. And the disciples said to him, Where are we to get enough bread in such a desolate place to feed so great a crowd? And Jesus said to them, How many loaves do you have? They said, 7 and a few small fish. And directing the crowd to sit down on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds, and they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 7 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. Those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And after sending away the crowd, he got into the boat and went into the region of Magadan. Glory be to God. That is the reading of the Word of God from the book of Matthew, chapter 15. There's so much into this scripture and mighty manifestations of the miracles of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So from the verse 1 of Matthew chapter 15, we see that Jesus had a problem with the traditions that the Pharisees were practicing. Praise the Lord. Because there are moments where people outweigh tradition with the Word of God, where they consider culture to be more important than the Word of God. And me coming from Africa, I've experienced this in hand, where traditions of men outweigh the Word of God to people's life, where they think that tradition is more important than the authority of the Word of God. Hallelujah. And this is the reason why we need to repent of dead works. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Once you are born again, there are some demonic tradition, demonic cultural practices, demonic doctrines that as a child of God you will have to renounce in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I always say that the Bible is a culture of his own. The Bible can culture your life, from the how to raise your children, how to marry, praise the Lord, how to talk, you know, the activities you need to celebrate, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible is a culture. The Bible is a rich culture that we have to allow the Bible dominate our life. We have to allow the Word of God dominate our reasoning, dominate our attitude, dominate the things we celebrate in life. Father, let the word of God give us direction. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. There are times where traditions of man can contradict the word of God. And this is the instances that Jesus was addressing with the Jews, because there are moments where they were valuing so much traditions, praise the Lord, hallelujah, while they were looking down on the word of God, and Jesus did not like it, praise the Lord. Why? Because the word has authority over our life. The scriptures has authority to correct. The scripture has authority for edification, for doctrine, praise the Lord, hallelujah. So we have to submit ourselves to the authority of the scripture. And if you realize that there are traditions of men, praise the Lord, that are not aligned with the word of God, is our duty to renounce those traditions. It's our duty to renounce those doctrines. Hallelujah. If they contradict the word of God, hallelujah, praise the Lord. You know, different cultures have different traditions. Like in the culture of America has different traditions. The culture of Africa, the culture of Europe, wherever you go, people are raised in different traditions, and some are good, some are bad, praise the Lord, hallelujah. But the word of God is the yardstick, praise the Lord, hallelujah. If you are growing in a place where you are taught things wrong, there are places where people are taught to abuse people, people are taught to live in a certain lifestyle that doesn't glorify God, some places they are taught to mutilate their body, to destroy their body, to do all manner of things. Some places they are taught that they have to sacrifice to the dead and do all kind of crazy things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to allow the scripture dictate our way of life. Hallelujah. And allow the culture, our culture be built around the word of the living God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Then verse 8 is said, these people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, there are commandments of God and commandments of men. You see, the commandments of men is what forms this cultural thing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Where men comes up with their own rule, which they think is better than God. Praise the Lord. And this, some of these commandments of men are initiated with devils, are initiated with demons. Because you see, the enemy always wants to govern. The enemy always wants to rule over the affairs of men. So he can inspire men to create rules, to create dominions, to create authority, to create systems, to put people under captivity. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So be careful of the kind of culture you celebrate. Be very, very careful, because there are people that have found themselves doing things that contradict the word of God, doing things that render the word of God void, and you wonder why your life is in captivity. You wonder why your children are in captivity. Praise the Lord. So you have to be careful what is passed to your life through tradition, through culture, hallelujah, and ask yourself, hallelujah, is it aligned with the word of God? Is it the doctrine of God or the doctrine of man? Because there are moments where the doctrines of man can contradict the word of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, me coming from Africa, again, there are things that my ears have heard until I ask myself, who taught you this way? Who claimed that this is a rule, and where did it come from? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. May you begin to question every instruction you are given. and ask yourself, what is the source of this instruction? What is the inspiration behind the doctrine? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Like in the Luo tradition, we call them taboos. You hear there's all manner of taboos. You can't do this. You can't do this. You can't hit this. When you build your house, you have to build it this way. So your chicken has to be slaughtered and it has to be a male chicken and all manner of crazy things, until you ask yourself, who taught you this thing? Who gave the inspiration of what you're talking about? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Who is the author of this belief? Praise the Lord. Doctrines of man can be very toxic. Doctrines of man can put generations in captivity, can put families in captivity. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So be careful not to be swayed by doctrines of man, but by the doctrine of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Let the Word of God override any other foundation that is not of Christ. Let the Word of God level every curses, every doctrine that is not of God, every covenant that are not of God. Allow the Word of God become the yardstick. Allow the Word of God rule over your life, rule over your family, rule how you govern your family, rule how you build your house, rule how you raise your children, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May you put God first in all that you do. Decree that you will only serve the purposes of God. Even me as a minister, as a pastor, there are moments where I had to renounce doctrines of men. Praise the Lord. I had to renounce traditions of men. Glory be to God. In order to embrace the Word of God unto its fullness. Praise the Lord. I had to reject doctrines of men in the mighty name of Jesus, that I will not serve the cause of the doctrines of men, but I will allow the Word of God to lead me. I will allow the Word of God to give me direction in life. I will allow the Word of God to impact me. I will allow the Word of God to tell me the things that I need to celebrate and to tell me the things that I need to hate with a passion in the mighty name of Jesus. I will allow the Word of God to rule over me. I will allow the Word of God to form my culture in the mighty name of Jesus, because the scriptures has rich culture. Glory be to God. The scripture has rich culture that we can celebrate and rejoice in the Holy Ghost, rejoice in the liberty of Christ, rejoice in the liberty of the Holy Ghost, that we are children called to liberty, not to captivity, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want to tell somebody this morning, you are called to liberty, you are called to freedom, not into captivity, in the mighty name of Jesus. So if there is anything that you have been fearing in your life that might have put you in any form of captivity, today in the name that is above every other name, let that thing be broken out of your life. Receive the Word of light, receive the Word of salvation, receive the authority of the scripture in the mighty name of Jesus. For a lot of people have been enslaved by doctrines of men. Doctrines of men have put a lot of people in captivity. But today, by the revelation of the Word of God, today by the authority of the scriptures, I command every doctrines of men that have been ruling over your spirit, that have been ruling over your life, be defeated in the name of Jesus. Be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the Word of God find its root in you. Let the Word of God find its root in your life, in the name of Jesus. That the Word will become a lamp to your feet and a light to your path, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For this book of the law, I shall meditate on it day and night, in the mighty name of Jesus, to do according to what it says, in the mighty name of Jesus. The book of the law will direct our will. The book of the law will direct how we raise our children. The book of the law will direct how we do our business. The book of the law will direct how we serve our people. Makoto zibetere mahande hitabarante zibeteria da baba hiparanta zibetele benekanta zibetere de rababo shanta zibetere de ripababo shanta. I want you to this morning submit yourself to the will of the Father. Submit yourself to the will of the King and embrace Him. Embrace God. Embrace the King in your life. Embrace the Holy Scripture. Hallelujah. Surrender to the will of the Father. Allow the Scriptures to lead you. Allow the Scriptures to lead you, to dictate you. Haraba hantim itezevina hanto zovaritayam ipababu shanta mine konto zavide mihantam. Father, we renounce every dead works. We renounce every dead traditions. We renounce anything that contradicts the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Any doctrines of man, any doctrines of demon that contradict the Holy Scripture, we renounce them in the mighty name of Jesus. And we receive and embrace the word. We receive and embrace the bread of life. We receive and embrace the life of God in the mighty name of Jesus. The authority in your word, for you send forth your word that you may heal us of our sicknesses, of our infirmity. And Lord Almighty, this morning, as your word has gone forth, may we be healed of all infirmity. May we be delivered from the shackles of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the sick be healed. Let the blind see. Let the lame walk by the authority of your word. For you are the healer. You are the great deliverer from Zion. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch your people, touch your children across the nation. Reveal your will to them. Reveal your power to them. Reveal your spirit to them. Reveal your mighty salvation to them. Reveal the power that is at work in Calvary, the power of the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, let chains be broken. Let affliction come to an end. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to the King of Kings. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy of our praises. You are worthy of our worship. Thank you, Jesus. Just begin to thank Him for this day. Lord, we bless you. We honor you. Glory be to your name. Glory be to your name. We bless you, Father. We honor you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for your mercy this morning. Let your favor, your goodness go ahead of us. Your protection go ahead of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and believe. Amen. God bless you all and have a wonderful day in Christ Jesus. Shalom, shalom. Until we shall see each other again at a different time. Bye-bye.